You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, January the 25th. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the All-Star voting. We're going to talk about the All-Star starters. If you guys don't know by now, and I think a lot of you do, Joel Embiid was named All-Star starter for the second consecutive year. He'll be joined in the Eastern Conference All-Star team, because what they do now is they have like a draft where the captains, the two guys in each conference with the highest votes, they go up against each other and they do a draft. So this year it's LeBron James on the West, and on the East is the Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek Freak. So they'll have a draft on February the 7th on TNT to decide who they're going to pick. But the Western Conference players who were voted as starters who will join Embiid are Kyrie Irving, the Boston Celtics, Kemba Walker, the Charlotte Hornets, Kawhi Leonard, from the Toronto Raptors, and of course Embiid, and I just said the Greek Freak, so they're the East, so that's that one. But now let me tell you, so before we get off base, in the second segment, I'm going to talk about Ben Simmons' chances of making the All-Star team. I think they're great, and I'm going to tell you why. And thirdly, we're going to talk about Corey Brewer, who is going to sign his 10-day contract today, second 10-day contract today with the Sixers. But when you look at Embiid making All-Star and you becoming an All-Star starter, like I told my boss yesterday, I told him that this was going to happen. And I said to him, and he said, "Are you sure Embiid's going to be an All-Star starter?" I said, "Dude, Embiid is going to be an All-Star starter until he's about to retire and he can't play anymore. And that's when he's going to be an All-Star reserve. Right now, Embiid is that guy to whereas he's going to always get the respect. He is the best center in the league. We can expect him, if healthy, we can expect him to be an All-Star starter for at least the next 6 to 7 years, if not longer. Like I said, at least the next 6, 7 years. I'm thinking more like 8, 9, 10. But again, all that is going to depend on his health. And I think it's going to come to a point where he's going to be the captain and he's going to be the guy voting. Because Embiid, I'm telling you, y'all, he hasn't even scratched the surface yet, the things that he can do. But, I'm happy for him, you know, and it's weird when you think about the greats that the 76ers had. He is the first 76er to start in consecutive, voted to start in consecutive All-Star games since Allen Iverson did it 7 straight years from 2000 to 2006. Now, we know AI, you know, went on and played in other All-Star games, but we're talking about consecutive All-Star starts. So, you know, that's a big feat for Embiid. You know, when you look at this overall team and you see that LeBron James, I mean, you see that Ben Simmons didn't make it. You know, there are some people saying, how did Kemba make it? How did Kemba make it over Ben? And to me, I voted for Kemba. I mean, all 5 of the starters in the East, I voted for all of them. And the reason why I voted for Kemba is, like, he gave the Sixers 60 points. He scored high 30s in 2 other games against the Sixers that they had. He's been, you know, carrying that team this year. Now, I know that some people might say, hey, but they don't have a winning record. Well, listen, if you take Kemba Walker off the Charlotte Hornets, the team is tanking, literally. They're, like, basically throwing in the towel saying, look, we're tired of this. You know, we got to rebuild. And to me, I remember last year they were trying to trade him. To me, that was kind of crazy. I mean, maybe they know that he doesn't want to resign there or something like that. But if you take him off that team, you have nothing. And I'm cool with Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. He's a good player. They have some other good players. But Kemba Walker is their offense. So I shouldn't say you have nothing. But what I'm saying is you don't have any offensive options. And for this guy to be his size, he's having a phenomenal year. The Greek Freak, come on now. He had to make it, right? You know, Kawhi Leonard, one of the top five players in the league. He had to make it. Kyrie Irving, the best point guard in the league right now. So I get that. Now, the only person that I didn't vote for to be an all-star starter who made it was Paul George. Paul George made it as a Western Conference forward. Who you guys know, Paul George is a small forward for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's joined in the front court, the Western front court, like starters. So he's joined with Kevin Durant from the Golden State Warriors and LeBron James, of course. Now, the guy that I had voted for, picked to go over George, was Anthony Davis. I thought Anthony Davis would make it. You know, he and Embiid have comparable numbers this year. Actually, Anthony Davis, as far as rankings, he's ranked higher than Embiid. Not to say he's more dominant than Embiid. He's just ranked higher than Embiid in certain categories. And then the Western Conference starters, the guards, that was easy. I mean, James Harden, who is arguably the front, who is the front runner to get league MVP, and then Steph Curry, you know. So right then and there is one of those things where, you know, this was easy. You kind of figured out, you knew who were going to be the starters. There were the only one I said is like the Paul George thing. I know there are some people a little upset that Ben didn't make it, but you never know. I think that, you know, Ben Simmons is going to become one possibly as early as next year, and I think he's going to be just like Embiid. They're just going to be there all the time. The thing that kind of you can consider that hurt Ben is that, you know, specifically Dwayne Wade. You know, Dwayne Wade got a lot of votes because of, this is his last year. He's retiring. People were voting for him. And that kind of slid Ben down a little bit. And then you may have some other people saying, hey, the Sixers are the fourth seed in the East. You know, I don't know if I want to vote all three of them, like Simmons, Embiid, and Jimmy Butler. You know, so I think Jimmy Butler and even though they were like in different positions, like on certain ballots, people were like, should I go with him? Should I go with that person? And I think he could have got excluded a little bit. But Embiid, I'm telling you, no one should be shocked that he made it. I mean, this guy is having a phenomenal year. You know, it's something ridiculous, like, what is it, like 21 games this year where he scored at least 30 and points and grabbed 10 rebounds. You know, I mean, come on, that's crazy. I mean, you look at him, you know, he's seventh in scoring with 27.2 points per game. He's third in rebounds at, you know, 13.3, and he's seventh in blocks. You know, I mean, as far as having, what is it? It's crazy. As far as having the most, he has the second most 30-point game, 30-plus point games behind James Harden. He's at 23. I believe Harden is at 31. So, you know, Embiid's having a great year. Now, when we get back, I'm going to talk about Ben Simmons. I know I mentioned it a little bit, but we're going to talk about him a little bit more in depth in regards to his getting snubbed, but why I think that he'll make it moving forward. You know, here's the thing about Ben. You know, Ben, This is why I think Ben's going to get it. I think Ben is an exciting player. You know, people in Philadelphia, we look at him a little bit more critically than others. Like, we look at him and say, what about the jump shot? Well, you know, the jump shot isn't there, but he is working on it. But there's a lot of other people that look at him and they see him and they see this guy just getting out in the open floor. They see his highlights. They see a lot of other things. And they say, like, yo, this guy is definitely an all-star. I can't believe why he's not starting. Ask me, he is an all-star. I think he is an all-star. And I'm confident that he will make it because I think coaches realize that he is. Now, here's something else to factor in. And we talked about, I talked about this a little bit earlier. The fact that, you know, you have him and Jimmy, you know, like the Sixers probably won't get three All-Stars just because they're not the number one team. I mean, if they were the Golden State Warriors, yeah, they'll probably, you know, they got four in the past. But right now, I think the fact that the Sixers are the fourth team in the East, it's kind of hard to give them three All-Stars when the teams above them aren't going to get that, right? It's kind of hard. But I think what's going to happen is, I think that, you know, the situation that Jimmy Butler was in Minnesota, how he forced his trade to get out of there, how Tom Thibodeau, who was his coach, you know, months after the trade, lost his job and was fired in Minnesota. I think that how word got out about Jimmy Butler, not really, some people think he and Brett Brown don't get along as much as they should. We all know about, like I said, word got out about the argument that they had, or, you know, the shouting match, whatever you want to call it. You know, there are certain people in the league, certain other coaches, who don't forget that. And there is a fraternity. And they're going to say, listen, this guy, you know, was disruptive not only in Minnesota, not only with the Chicago Bulls when he was there, but now with the Philadelphia 76ers. And instead of just basing it on his performance, some people are going to say, listen, this guy does not deserve to make it. He doesn't. Now, I honestly, like, if you want to say that he doesn't deserve to make it, I think the factor shouldn't be on his reputation. I think you should decide, because you say, hey, he missed six games since he was traded to Philadelphia, and he missed games while he was in Minnesota. Like, hey, that he doesn't have the body of work just because he hasn't been healthy enough to play, not because of his reputation with coaches. But I think that's what's going to happen. And I also think that, like, people look at Ben Simmons and they see what he does, what he does. They also know that he was snubbed last year. And I think that Brett Brown is really going to politic and talk to people and say, hey, this guy deserves to be an all-star. You know, and I think that he's going to make it on the strength of that. I mean, when you look at it, you know, he does get the respect from people. He wasn't that far away from being an all-star starter. In regards to fan vote, you know, as far as Eastern Conference guards, he ranked fourth. Number one was Kyrie. Number two was Dwayne Wade, right? Number three was Kemba. And Ben Simmons was number four. Now, in regards to player rankings, you know, Ben Simmons ranked fifth, right? Now, in regards to the media ranking, he was third. So he had an overall average of four. He was kind of like, you know, tied with Dwayne Wade, you know, for like the third most votes. So, you know, Ben's weight and, like, you know, like, and it's not the third most vote, but the weighted score. Like, Kyrie got a 1. Kemba had a 2.5. And then you had Dwayne Wade and Ben Simmons at a 4. Dwayne got kind of sort of like the little tiebreaker, the 2. However, it doesn't really matter because, you know, neither one of them got you know, are a starter. And then right behind him is Victor Oladipo. Now, the thing that people should know is, like, Victor Oladipo, let's just say if he gets voted, let's just say he gets voted to the All-Star team. Well, he ain't playing. He's not going to play because he's hurt. So that's another spot for Ben Simmons to have. So, you know, you look at it, and it's set up for Ben Simmons to make this team. He's an electrifying player. The only thing that I hope, and I hope Ben listens to this, is, you know, I hope that he doesn't say, listen, I'm an All-Star, right? And I know people criticize my jump shot, but I'm already an All-Star. Talking about if he gets voted. I don't need a jump shot. Ben, I think that, you know, you should aspire to be the greatest who ever played the game. And if you get that jump shot down, if you work on it, I'm here to tell you, as much as we rave over Joel Embiid, and I'm telling you, he is a problem. If Ben Simmons gets a jumper and he can hit threes and do other things, man, they're not only going to have to share franchise player tags. Embiid may have to take a back seat to Simmons. That's how good he's going to be. But, you know, sometimes you say, like, hey, I don't need a jumper. I'm already an All-Star. No, please don't take that approach. Work on your game. Get this jumper down pat. Get the foul shooting down pat, and the sky is going to be the limit for him. I'm telling you, Ben Simmons is that nice, that nice. And once he does that, the sky is the limit for him. The sky is the limit. And when we get back, I want to talk to you about Corey Brewer. You know, Corey Brewer, you know, like I said, he's going to sign his second 10-day contract with the Sixers. No one in Philadelphia can say that this is a shocking move. And there are some people in Philadelphia who say, why just a 10-day? We need him. Why don't we just, you know, sign him throughout the rest of the season? Like, why are the Sixers playing? Well, you know, they need roster flexibility. I mean, you know, the thing about it is, we all know that Corey Brewer is a great addition to this team. But the Sixers need to make sure that they keep all their options open. All of them. Because let's just say, as good as Corey Brewer has been playing, if somebody gets waived or someone gets, you know, the buyout market, who they deem to be a better fit for the team, well, they're going to go after that person. Also, you know, I do expect the 76ers to make a move, you know, for, you know, a post player. You know, I just do. Either, like, they got to play Amir Johnson more, they have to do something else. But, you know, I have a feeling that they're going to go out and get a post player. So with the Corey Brewer thing is, let's just say he's on a 10-day contract, and then they don't decide to sign him. Because after consecutive 10 days, you have to release that player or you have to sign him through the rest of the season. So the Sixers, if they don't sign him through the rest of the season, they'll have an open roster spot to do something. But what tells me, or leads me to believe, that they're going to make a trade is because they need a center, right? They do. They need one. And when you think about it, you know, you look at a guy like Justin Patton. You know, he hasn't played. I mean, he's a guy who he's working. He's working to get better. I doubt if he can help the team this season. He's only played one game in his entire career. One game, y'all. One game. And he came over here from Minnesota in the Jimmy Butler deal. And I just honestly believe that if the Sixers had to make a move or they had to waive someone, he would be a person that they would waive. Because at this particular time, I don't think that you can just get rid of Amir Johnson without having something coming in. You know what I mean? If that makes sense. So Amir is kind of like an insurance policy. Amir is also a great locker room guy. Now, if you can get someone, like if you can get a Lopez, a Robin Lopez, or if you can get, you know, Marcus Saul, they can't do that. That's too much money, really, too much money. But if you could get like a Robin Lopez or someone else, yeah, I can see Amir going. I can. But, you know, I just think that, you know, the reason why they didn't sign Corey Brewer for the rest of the season is because of roster flexibility, right? But, you know, we look at it and we saw what he did to James Harden. We saw how he frustrated him a little bit. You know, we see how, you know, Brewer's averaging 7.7 points, 2 rebounds, 1.7 assists, and 1.7 steals in 3 games, right? I mean, a 6'9", 185 pounder, you know, started against the Rockets on Monday and the Spurs on Wednesday in place of sideline, you know, standout Butler, you know, sprained right wrist. So, you know, the guy can play. He can help the team. It's just that what type of role will he have moving forward if you get a completed roster? Now, something I said before was hurting the Sixers and could be hurting his chances if they don't keep him is Markelle Fultz. I mean, right now, Markelle Fultz isn't hurting the Sixers. It's just a wasted roster spot right now. You know, a great guy. I say this over and over again. Like, you know, his reputation didn't do him any justice by saying, yo, he has something wrong with his shoulder again, and we're going out west to rehab. Markelle Fultz would have been traded by now. He would have been happy. He probably would have been starting. He would have been in a different environment. And the Sixers would have got a player that they deemed to could help them for the rest of this season. And they would have got rid of Markelle Fultz's salary for next season. And I think that's going to affect, or that could have some type of determination on what the Sixers do with Corey Brewer. But I'm with y'all. He has been playing well. We just have to see, you know, what the Sixers could get out there in the market and how it's going to affect Corey Brewer. But look, y'all, I got this flight to catch, but I want to thank you for listening and have a great day. I'll be back on Monday to dissect, you know, this weekend's games or Saturday's game. You know, Saturday they play the Denver Nuggets. The Sixers are supposed to be on this stiff 12-game road. I mean, not road trip, but 12-game stretch against teams with winning records. Right now, in the 3-1. So, I say the Sixers are doing a heck of a job. Let's see if they could go 4-1 when they play the Denver Nuggets tomorrow. But we'll talk more about that on Monday and talk more about the state of the 76ers on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Peace.